style with the Evil Zed.
After its hugely successful return last year, the Evil Zed is back.
It's heavier, it's harder, it's weirder, it's faster.
Two stages,
13 hours,
and 18,000 watts of power.
A multi-genre event mixing subcultures and embracing the underground.
The Evil Zed, Saturday, 28th October.
2 p.m. till 3 a.m. at Greaser.
Tickets available through Moshtix now. Just search Evil Zed.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Unity with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, authorities confirm that 16 homes have been destroyed and a second person has passed away in the Tara region in Queensland's Western Downs as firefighters continue to battle several major bushfires. A dry lightning storm was the cause of the fire. It has burned more than 11,000 hectares of land in the Tara region and 350 people have been evacuated. The leave immediately warning remains in place for Tara, Kogan, Gorumba, Wianga and Wiambella. Conditions are expected to remain hot, dry and windy, and there is an extreme fire danger forecast across the inland areas.
A coronial inquest is set to examine whether appropriate care was provided to a man who died in 2019 from sepsis in Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital. The 74-year-old man was transferred from Cairns Hospital to PA, but the discharge summary reportedly did not accompany him, meaning his previous hernia surgery was not included in his health journey documentation. The hernia mesh repair surgery probably became secondarily infected, with surgical tack remnants later found still inside, according to the counsel assisting the coroner, Sarah Leo-Willey.
In national news, Cameron Blaine, who is one of the key detectives in part of Cleo Smith's rescue, has resigned from WA Police amidst a report on alleged misconduct. Detective Blaine became known worldwide as one of the heroes of the successful investigation, returning 4-year-old Cleo Smith to her parents in 2021. Detective Blaine later became the target of a CCC inquiry, and it was revealed that he had been stood down in 2022 whilst being investigated for alleged misconduct. In a statement, WA Police confirmed that Mr. Blaine's resignation had been accepted and that no further comment could be provided.
Changes to Afterpay's credit system mean consumers will be able to borrow money using Apple, Google and Samsung Pay to pay in stores that don't accept Afterpay. Financial Counselling Australia's chief executive, Fiona Guthrie, indicated the change was alarming as it could tempt desperate people who may be struggling amidst the cost of living crisis. Ms. Guthrie described Buy Now, Pay Later as a, quote, unregulated credit product, end quote, and Mobstrong Debt Help financial counsellor Bettina Cooper stated the new scheme would, quote, capture our youth and most vulnerable in a debt trap, end quote. Afterpay maintains the new Afterpay Plus will still safeguard its users given rigorous consumer protections, making it a safer, interest-free alternative to credit cards.
In international news, Gaza residents say that they are running out of food, clean water and are awaiting their fate in total darkness. Resident Mansour Schumann has had to abstain from food and water to help ration whatever is left of the dwindling supply. Mr. Schumann said to ABC that Gaza is, quote, unfortunately heavily reliant on Israel, end quote, and are now desperately in need of supplies with the hospital about to run out of emergency power. Mr. Mansour has welcomed the growing calls for a ceasefire but doesn't know when or if it will happen.
For your weather today, Brisbane is becoming cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.